Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. And so now we are in Tel Aviv. Just to let those know, in front of over 900 souls, and you make the assumption that they're all here as seekers, all having different questions, all wanting to see what is here. And that's not exactly so. And that's what I want to address now, for it postures the rest of the day. Much follows me in the way of teaching, ideas, energy. Do you believe it? Do you believe this? The man is in the chair. He is in Tel Aviv. He is giving a message. Perhaps about Israel. And there would be those who would say, everything is wrong with this. First, how could he do this? He's not even a Jew. He couldn't even know, really. What every Jew knows who was born here. He doesn't have the situation in his blood. He doesn't have any of that. Not only that, there are those right now who are saying the man is just pretending in the chair. He's made a good living at it. Pretending in the chair. So here's what we want to say. I want to get practical with you. Is this real? Every single human being in here has a discernment engine within you. And you have the ability to feel the truth. My partner says he is not sensitive, and yet he cries with music. With certain situations in life, they touch him. It's in all of you to be aware. But what about this? You all come from various paths of life. Various stages of what you believe. Even with what you believe, various stages of that. There are many here who would say, what is taking place is not possible. The creative source, Almighty God, does not then talk to a man who sits in a chair. Really. Of all the places on the planet, with all of the histories that you can think of, this one is filled with exactly this. The energy on the planet has changed. There was a time when your lineage was important. If you were a prophet, was important. Now the prophet is inside. We have said this so often. The planet is changing. Human beings are awakening to a bigger God than even the ones that you think. God is larger than you think. And humans are too. Is this real? Now, I want you to listen to this. All of you have come in with different purposes, different reasons for being. And you carry with you a box of prejudice or bias that is personal. Based upon what you were told, what you learned, this is either profound or it's foolish. It's going to get in the way. And I'm going to tell you what I have told so many before. What have you got to lose today? To suspend this box of belief just for a few hours. Just for a few hours. To go beyond what you think is possible and real. Did the one God talk to your prophets over and over? The answer is yes, yes, and yes. Is it possible that that one God talks to you today in a different way, personally? Is it possible that the essence of the Creator is speaking to you even now through a man in a chair? Will you discard this simply because you were told it can't be happening? Are you going to hang on to someone's teaching and apply it to yourself and stop this flow? Or are you going to choose yourself? Is it real? The God of Israel is the God of everyone. It always has been. This is what you brought to the planet, Israeli. This is what you taught, and this is what now is being seen. And yet so many of you right now, right as I'm speaking, are not believing it. I am asking you right now to go beyond your history. To go beyond the teaching that has etched itself in your brain that would question this. And instead, I want you to turn to the heart. Is this real? You've moved from a dispensation of law to a dispensation of love, and now a dispensation of compassion. The relationship from humanity to spirit or God is much, much different now than it was 1,000 years ago. The human is evolving spiritually and receiving messages directly. Is this going to be one today? Will you allow it? Will you dismiss the link between authority and God? Authority belongs to your parents and your family. God is family, not authority. Can you believe that? Do you believe, as you dismiss the box that you might have come in with and go to your heart, do you believe it's possible that God loves you and knows your name? And knows your name. And knows your name. Sees you while you're here. Knows of your issues, your problems, of the situation. And is ready to make changes in you if you allow it. Isn't it silly to have a box of belief from what you've been told that would keep you from taking the hand of spirit who has it out right now. Is this real? Or is it the man in the chair? Your intellect is not going to give you a good answer. You want to analyze it, nothing is going to happen. You'll leave unchanged. Perhaps some of you are here to write a story of what took place here. Perhaps you already have out your pencil and your paper. I'm going to ask you to put it down. And for a moment, to go inside with your heart and feel this love. Perhaps you never have before. Maybe it's been too removed. There's too many who have told you, God is over there, you're over here. And they've told you the entire process of spirituality is to climb a ladder and get to God. I have news for you. God is in your heart now, if you open it. The God of Israel, the God of the planet, the creative source is inside you, always has been. But not if you don't believe it. Is it possible that the message I am giving you right now is filled with truth and is more real than anything that you can touch in 3D? That some of you have been waiting for an opportunity that's going to change your mind. Because I'll tell you, Israeli, nothing is going to happen in this place, in this region, without a change of mind. Without the hope, without your belief that you are part of something new. Not something old. Not a frustration of never will change, can't change, won't happen. If that's the attitude, that's exactly what you're going to get. How do you climb out of frustration? You're so tired of certain things in certain ways. How do you climb out of that? And the answer, dear ones, is in your heart. Can you let God visit this private place and dismiss the box for a few hours? It won't hurt. And if after that time you are not satisfied and you say there's nothing here, it's just the man in the chair, you can put the box back and leave like you came. But if there's something here, you don't have to rebuild an old box that's going to keep you away from the splendor of love. Are you frustrated? I know why. But you can have the compassion of spirit in you and literally change the countenance of your daily life, of what you might expect. When you talk to others, what do you say? In the voice that comes out of your body, that every cell listens to, what do you say? Do you complain? Are you angry? Do you say out loud, things will never change? There is something called a physics of consciousness. Consciousness is energy, powerful, profound energy, and you broadcast it with your mind and with your voice in everything you say and everything you do. And if you broadcast the fact that nothing is going to change, nothing will change. Do you hear me? The love of God has the ability with compassion to change consciousness, change minds, change lives if you let it. If it's a God of authority, it's apparent and it's going to punish you. If it's a God inside, it's a friend of your soul. What are you going to do? Is the man in the chair pretending? Israeli. Or is there something here? You are equipped with history that says God talks to human beings. Of all the people, you should feel the reality of this and know that it has never stopped, especially in Israel, especially for there are messages you're going to receive if you open up that will change everything here. In ways you don't expect and you can't think of because you don't know it yet. That's called faith. I'll talk more about that at a later time. But for now, is it real? If it is, and you feel it, then I suggest that you open that box and listen, because you'll hear your own music. The music of the soul that came into this earth at this time to begin to understand why you're here. This is the time. This is the time. There is no accident that your life is now. There is no accident that you were born now. During these difficult times, you come in with the equipment, with the knowledge, with the Akash, to make one of the biggest changes in human history. Unless, of course, you're in the box of permanent frustration. Who are you? You are the ones that can change it first. I'll talk more about that later. But for now, dismiss the box so the rest of the day you can see God in everything. You will hear the blessings that you were taught to hear. You will start to understand that there is a difference here, that there is an entourage of support here, that there's joy here, an incredible celebration that you are finally aware of who you are. Your choice. Is this real? And so it is.